Another step closer to resuming beef trade with Japan. Welcome and hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Encouraging news once again as U.S. and Japanese government officials reached agreement Tuesday on procedures for Japan resuming imports of U.S. beef. The breakthrough came after 2 days of intense discussions. The goal of U.S. officials is resuming trade immediately after Japanese inspections of U.S. beef plants conclude sometime next month. Rod Bain has more.
Japan now says once audits conclude on U.S. beef processing plants authorized as suppliers to that nation, exports of our beef to Japan will resume in an expeditious manner. The audit process begins this weekend as a team of Japanese inspectors arrive in the U.S. and is expected to conclude by July 21st. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says the announcement is another step towards beef trade, but then he reiterated a point made earlier this month.
Our goal is to get the market open.
Meaning Johann's and U.S. officials want the resumption of our beef trade simultaneous with the completion of the Japanese audits. And Johann's again stressed U.S. cooperation during the Japanese inspection team's audit process.
We'll work with them and we can get this resolved quickly.
And Johann's believes once beef trade resumes, minor non-compliance issues will not disrupt the entire trading process as before. He says Japan has agreed to notify the U.S. when such an issue arises and discuss appropriate courses of action, including rejection of individual shipments. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Now, under terms of the agreement, officials from Japan's Farm and Health Ministries will inspect the 35 processing plants that are authorized by the U.S. to ship beef to Japan. And Secretary Johann's described this agreement as another step toward the resumption of beef trade with Japan, adding that he would not be satisfied until U.S. beef is once again accepted into the Japanese market. That market has been closed since December of 2003 when the U.S. discovered its first case of BSE. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.